Okay, now we're going to go to the newspaper exercise. Now, just stand up there, keep it flickering as I'm talking. Is it flickering the light?
Right.
Okay, that's all that's necessary. You see, when I take the machine, I put the recorder or the microphone away. I don't think of it at all. You see? And that's the thing for you to do. Put the microphone away and don't even think about it, and discuss your conversation and what you like. Now, wait a minute. I want to discuss the newspaper exercise with some more. When I gave you the first the newspaper exercise, it made you conscious of it. That's all. And you just did it for no reason. You didn't think there was any reason to it at all. But from the beginning, no one thinks that there's anything no reason for it. They think it's just an exercise. Well, as you go along in your exercises, the newspaper exercises, the exercise gets much deeper, and more scientific. Because what you've just learned was to read. You see, just to read the exercise. First I told you, I said, mark out 15 lines, which you did. After you marked out 15 lines, I asked you to cancel or scratch out the words which have N and M, the letter N and M in them. Now, the reason to scratch out the letters N and M are, the reason is that N and M, the letter N and M, are the only two letters in the alphabet which require nasal tones. So, and I check them out because what I am secretly and psychologically driving at is to make you speak directly from the vocal cords and through the throat and the tongue muscles. If I were to tell you to do it, you would, what I call, freeze a thought or a determination in your mind to control those muscles of the tongue and throat from your own conception. That is not proper, they're not correct, because you will freeze a thought and you will do it your own way. I'm working with nature, not with your mind. I'm not working with your consciousness, but I'm working with your unconsciousness or subconsciousness with nature. By doing so, you'll be doing exercises correctly and properly without you knowing it, or without you concentrating on it, or causing a determination or a frozen thought. If I were to say to you, say the letter A without moving your lips, you would be doing two things. You would rigidly hold your lips still by thought and determine to hold the lips still and at the same time say the word A. So you see, you're splitting the thought. Say, for instance, I say the letter A and do not move your lips. So your thought is split in two directions, you see? Now, if I were to give you an exercise, some exercise, which leads to the pronunciation of letter A without the lip or jaw movement, and then after you do the exercise, then I say to you, go to the looking glass and say letter A the same way, or through this exercise. You would go to the glass and say A, you say, well, I'm not moving my lip. I'm not moving my jaw. You see? Yeah. And then you're amazed and startled. Now, coming back to the newspaper exercises, you just got the top of the instructions. And the top of the explanations, or the beginning of it. Meaning, I told you that if you scratched out 15 lines, that is, letters with words with N and M, scratched them out, you scratched out the words with the N and M. Why you did it was on account of the nasal. But there was another reason behind it. You did not know, when you're reading a newspaper, you just read the one part of the sentence, you know what the other part words will follow. And that's what speed reading. Fast reading. Now, by eliminating those words with the N and M, you don't know what the next word will be. You see? So therefore, it slows up your thought and gives your mind an opportunity to give more attention to each and every word in that in that line or in that sentence which is broken up. Now, when I asked you to scratch out the 15 lines, I said take off the 15 lines and scratching the words with the N and N in them, I got you to think, I told you that the 15 lines were like a city of 15 streets. On each street were houses, and then there were driveways between the houses. That means that each and every word was finished, then you had a space, and the words are space. Well, the space between the two houses, the space between the houses. Okay, I'll make it a little softer this time. Okay, now, the space between the houses are rest. Now, why the words are printed that way, so that's for there, for the printer and other people, that's for the language. But, from my point of view, is this. As I told you before, that to utter one word, you require 72 muscles to acquire one word. That is scientific. That has been found out. I'm not talking it from my point of view, but from the scientific point of view which I studied. Come in! Which I studied and learned. Now, it's interruption, but I will skip the interruption so we'll go back all the time because we stop and start the machine as you would do in your home. You stop and start it because sometimes you make notations and all of those things. Okay. Now, 72 muscles are used to utter one word. Now, imagine the lightning rapidity of those muscles in your throat and in your tongue move as fast, if not faster, than electricity. Imagine that speed. Now, when you say the word no, it requires 72 muscles. But if you say that word no emotionally, in anger, happiness, gladness, or any other feeling, those same muscles assume another position. And once you reason those things out and have that in mind, then you will pay more attention and give more attention to the words that you are practicing, studying, and training the vocal cords fully, because vocal cords are muscles. Now, if you can train those muscles fully and completely and properly, then you will be able to speak clearly, distinctly, correctly, slowly, adding on more color, more expression, more tone, full resonance and placement and vibration and everything else. You will go much deeper into this study of the newspaper exercise. From the beginning, I draw your attention just to the city of streets. And on those streets are houses, and in those houses live people. Why I say this is this, that each and every word is a house. In that house there's so many people, meaning that in each and every word there are so many letters. Now, you must learn how to be nice to the letters. If you're nice to the letters, you will pronounce the words nicely. And if you do these things nicely, you will not only treat the letters nicely and the words nicely, but you will treat the people nicely. And you will show more interest in your language, your diction, your pronunciation. And you will develop a language or speech which will be cultured, effective, impressive, hypnotic, radiating magnetism and personality. You will be able to recite, you will be able to speak in public, in lectures, and platform, and teaching and speaking in general conversation, which you will have to learn to do it through the figure. So much so that when the figure begins to speak the audience or the listener will say, well, that figure speaks better than I do. And then also they will say that the figure speaks better than the ventriloquist. So this newspaper exercise is a daily exercise, and as often as you possibly can, to practice these words and letters. And stop after each word so the letters or the muscles can adjust themselves and get themselves into position for the next job. Because each and every word has a different muscular assembly, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, from beginning I just asked you to read, you see?
Yeah.
Now, after you learn to read the words as I have instructed you, doing justice to each and every letter in that word, pronouncing each and every letter if possible, because as I told you before, that letters are not letters, and words are just a sham, and it's a combination of things which are false, because when you use the English language is combined and conglomerated and constructed from other languages. So there are many, like in the word success, S-U-C-C-E-S, it's success. Well, the letter, the two C's in the middle of the word, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, well, the one C, S-U-C, is a K,
mm-hmm.
and the other is an S,
mm-hmm.
S-E-S-S, S-U-C-C-E-S-S. So you see, so you've got to use your own judgment and your own conception how to use the words. So therefore, when I teach you the inhalants, which are true words, which will fit any language. You can learn any language through those inhalants and exhalants. Now, coming back to the newspaper exercise, first of all, you first begin to learn how to read that exercise. And you understand that those words canceled are houses empty or empty lots, right?
Right.
Okay. And try to do justice to each and every letter in the word if possible. Then, after you learn how to do that, and got the conception, the next thing I ask you to do is to wave your hand. Wave your hand for each and every letter and each and every syllable. Syllable. See? Movement. So then you imagine that you are standing on a podium or a stand where the director of an orchestra stands. And you use two hands. Like in the word, you use two hands and you move the hands accordingly and exactly as you speak. You see? Then you keep the beat. Then you begin to learn that you not only speak the words in coordination with the movement of the hands, but you're adding on other movements with the hands. You see? Then you begin to realize that you not only speak the words, but you will learn to sing them in speech. Sing, sing, sing them. Sing them, you're changing tone. Possibilities, the word possibilities. Tum, 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 tum. So it's a different tempo and different tones and different pitch. Then you become conscious to speak musically, musically, two L's, and you begin to give justice to use both letters of the same L, like a musically, two L's there, or better, better, you see, you have two T's, and you begin to give more consciousness and more attention to the pronunciation with the movement of the hand, then you have coordination. You see, I'm moving my hands at the same time to as I'm doing this,
yeah.
You see? Okay, now the next thing you do, after you have learned to use both hands that way, and if you find trouble, then you tap. Coordination. Possibility. you see? Because that's sharp. Now when you go to a theater and there's a storm on the screen and a little ball bounces, well, that's the same thing you are doing with your hands. It's the same thing you are doing with your past. You get it? Okay. Now the next thing again, there is more to it. If I find a person comes to me into the studio and he has diction impediment, tone impediment, throat impediment, people come here stuttering, hesitant, dialect, accent, nasal trouble, throat trouble, they speak gutturally or nasally. A lot of people speak nasally. A lot of people speak gutturally. A lot of people speak in the part of the mouth, certain parts of the mouth, certain positions of the mouth. Some people talk with a word or those, all those different defects, speech defects. They're not serious. They can all be corrected like a doctor treats people for sicknesses and ailments of all kinds. Right? Okay, now the next thing, you take the two fingers of any hand, place them underneath your nostrils like this, underneath your nose, but do not put the nose out of shape by pressure, you see, because that interrupts the circulation, the blood circulation, see. So you place your two fingernails of the first finger and the second finger underneath the nose. That's by practicing your newspaper that way, reading it, say, for instance, you try that. Yeah, what did you have? What have you got there? Read.
Seen, spoke, or, last, August.
Huh?
August.
August. You put the dust in there. G-U.
August. Two.
Pronounce your words clearly and distinctly.
To football.
Football.
Play.
Play that. Give me that word again. Look, Harry. Football.
Football.
You see the difference?
Player.
Player. Put the Y in there.
Player. Feel.
Huh?
Feel.
Spell it.
B-I-L-L.
No, B-I-L-L.
Feel.
Pronounce it Bill.
Bill.
Give more time to the L.
Yeah.
Huh? No, scratch that out, that word. You overlooked that in your exercises and you'll see. Go ahead, try it some more.
Aircraft.
Air. Is
aircraft.
Craft. Pronounce your R's and do justice to each and every letter as I explained to you. You must. Aircraft.
Aircraft.
I see what happens in your throat as you're doing it.
Heart.
Okay, now we'll stop there a minute. Then you do the Z in there, Z or there, A or L, and W-A-S is W-A-Z, was, I-S is, O-F is O-V, of, the double O-F, O-double-F is off, you see? And then you'll find many things in your language as you are exercising that you will have to change. Now, why you did the fingers to the nose is a psychological force making you speak from the throat, because when you began, you were partially nasal. By this putting the fingers to the nose, without you trying it, you will speak directly from the throat without me making you or telling you about it. Right? Then you have your paper on the stand or nailed to the wall like I showed you, standing and tack it to the wall, your exercise. One hand on the chest and draw the next attention. One hand on the chest below the throat and the two fingers to the nose, then you both feel for vibration. The bigger the vibration that you feel on your chest, the better it sounds. And it's like a bass chord that the piano has to radiate and rebound the tone to make it larger. So this is what you've got your bass chord. Then when you go to where you can pronounce the word clearly and distinctly, you will get more vibration in the chest. Now, there's an example. We're going to do different. Take the newspaper before you again, because this newspaper we're going to put with this tape here, because that's the basic. Now, speak the words again as you are speaking them. Anytime, anywhere.
Heart.
Series.
Split.
All right, part, series, split, right? Mm-hmm. Now put, say those words, part, series, split, right?
Part,
series, split. Now put one of your head on top, one of your hands on top of your head. Now say it, part, series, split.
Part,
series, split. Do you feel the vibration? Mm-hmm. Now put the hands back of your head, on the back of your head. Now say it.
Part,
series, split. Now put it on the back here, on the side. Say it.
Part,
series,
split.
You get the letters in there. Now put it on your neck only. Part, series, split. Now put it way on the back. Now say it,
part,
series, split. Now you felt vibration.
That's all.
Now, that's the next thing you experiment, which you didn't know. Mm. Now the next thing is your cupped ears. That you know.
Yeah.
And then for clear pronunciation, refining the words, learn how to pronounce them clearly and distinctly, using each and every letter in the word. Then you cup your ears. You understand that method. Okay, now you see the depth and the onward progress of your newspaper exercise. Then you change your 15 lines tomorrow or day after, take another group of 15 lines. In that way, you get acquainted with new words, like getting acquainted with new people. Being gentle, kind, persistent, persevering, tolerant, and everything else. When you become, that reflects your, then you bring out the beautiful characteristics in you, that wherever you go, you'll be pleasant, you'll be nice, you'll be kind, you will be gentle, and everything else, because those words make you do so. This is the psychology. If you can use the words beautifully and correctly and nicely, you will do the same thing to people. And then your speech becomes magnetic, your speech becomes cultured, polished, finished like a diamond, you polish it up. And then your speech, then you'll speak more impressively, and the people will be more attentive to what you're speaking about. Almost hypnotic you will become, because you'll have a personality, radiating personality, and magnetism, and all the beautiful things. Like what Brian, who is called, supposed to be called the silver-toned orator. Regardless of what he talks on, whether it's a piece of paper, a pencil, or something, they wanted him to talk. They wanted to hear him talk, because he used the words beautifully. Beautifully. Two L's in there. Once you learn how to use words, then you will know how to apply them. The doctor came here, who was here for 30 years, he studied. He spent about $3,000 to improve. He came here and he took the board and did the inhalants and exhalants. He said, I don't study. How come? Because he's a relaxation man. You see, to study relaxation. Now you see the depth of the newspaper exercise and the reason thereof. But you're not finished as yet. Later on, when you have the figure on your knee, he's going through the same exercises and the same studies as you have. And you are going to do the same thing later on. Don't try to do it now, because you're going to do ragged, and you're going to tear down what I am trying to build up. I'm trying to develop the muscles, and you're trying to spoil them. So don't jump the gun on me. Little later on, the figure will read the newspaper better than you. And you're going to repeat the same exercise. You're going to teach the figure the same exercise, give him the same explanation, and everything else, and he's going to study. And you are going to do it without lip movement. You see, first I'm teaching you to become a ventriloquist. After I teach you the ventriloquism, you are going to be, it's no more ventriloquist. You're going to become an artist. You're going to do ventriloquism so well that the figure will be talking and you won't feel that you are talking for him. The figure will have different ideas of yours and you'll be amazed. Where does he get those ideas? You'll be amazed. You look and you won't feel that you're talking. You won't feel that you're singing. You'll feel that the figure is on his own. You'll lose that. Just like a pianist will play piano, they'll be looking at different places, talking to people, smoking cigarettes and drinking and everything else, and still the melody goes on. You're going into the subconscious then. Well, that's what I teach you. First, I teach you to become a ventriloquist. Then I make you forget you're a ventriloquist. You get the idea? Now, that's about all I can tell you on your newspaper exercise. Now you have the nave to stop the nose, to place the tone where it should be, but don't try to place it. Let it go there by itself. Then you cup your ears for sound, you receive for vibration, and the more vibration you create, the more clear the tone and the speech will become. Because you don't blow your words. You learn not to blow your words, because when you're sitting at a table eating with people, or you just had a meal, and you sit across the table from someone, you won't blow the words into their face and let them know what you had for dinner. Words that don't need to be blown. You don't blow your language. You vibrate it out of the throat. You do use air, but you use very little air, like you do in your gas and oil in the car. Okay? Now, any other question that you want to make pertaining to the newspaper?
Very, very clearly defined and explained, I think, that it will help a whole lot when I keep me in practice on this.
But you'll understand now. Now, later on in your book, you see, I told you about the pages, one page about the body, one page about this, one page about that, you see? Then you write a thesis, you know, and you'll do the same thing on this newspaper, what I have told you about. Now, a little later on, you'll write those articles at home. You see, you write an article on the subject, because you'll have so many subjects to discuss. Now, and then you'll listen to the tape, stop the machine, write, and play the machine, stop the write, play the machine, listen, then stop the machine, then write. And you keep on adding on, which will broaden your intelligence and your knowledge and speech, whether you use it for public speaking, whether you use it for business, whether you use it for lecturing, or whether you use it for dramatic or elocution. Make sense, it's what you use this speech for. It's an asset.
Oh,
you see, it helps you. Then the top of your accomplishment, or the acme of your perfection, or the science of speech, then you go into ventriloquism. Because you must do all the things that you do with lip and jaw, without lip and jaw, and directly from the throat by the use of the muscles of the tongue, the throat, and the vocal cords. And it can be done. That you know, you found out that it could be done. Now, while we're thinking of it at this time, I'm going to mention exercises as to your exercises of the past. Now, we're going to call these things what I call this travel, you know, with the, around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, we have a tour. The beginning of the tour are the inhalants and exhalants, which they join all the time with your letters. Now, say, for instance, we take the tour, we take the detour with the letter D, the tour with the letter D. While we're thinking of it at this time, I'm going to mention exercises as to your exercises of the past. Now, we're going to call these things what I call this travel, you know, with the, around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, we have a tour. The beginning of the tour are the inhalants and exhalants, which they join all the time with your letters. Now, say, for instance, we take the tour, we take the detour with the letter D, the tour with the letter D. So I take the letter D tour, and I use the inhalant, and I add on the D to the inhalant. So I make the D travel with the inhalant. You see, the tour, the D is going to travel by depots or stations on the railroad. So the D travels to the different towns. And the towns are A, A, E, and so on, right? So now the D is going to travel in these towns. The town is the south side and the north side of A. A is south and A is north. Now the D is going to travel north and south in each and every town. So I remember that the D has baggage. Hum, dip, and the knee. That's the baggage, the trunk, the hand, suitcase, and the trunk. And the D itself. And compiled, it's got to combine as a triplicate with the D, right? So I do it this way. D goes on tour. So he goes on this tour. Da. Ha, de, head, de, he, and so on, right? Now he's finished with the tour because he went to the den, hen, right? Now, then I take the G for a tour. Ga, ha, that's the beginning, right? Then I do it with the J and the Z and the J, G, K, L, R, S, T, D, G, J, K, L, R, S, T, G. Right? Then I take N for a tour. Then I take Y for a tour. Now sometimes Y skips a certain town. Doesn't care to visit. Meaning that you can't use it. Right? Then W. Then H for a tour. Then CH for a tour. Then TH for a tour. Then WH for a tour. Right? Now, so D gets married to Z, or gets acquainted with other people in these towns. So I take, I use the Z, D and Z to go on tour. So I got Daz, Zaz. You see, the buzz, you must know that there's a D is a triplicate, G is a triplicate, and J is a triplicate. K is a cough, A with an A. F, O, is two. R is a growl. R. S is a hiss. T is an explosive. E. And Z is a buzz. Right? Okay, now that you're acquainted. Now we take the D and Z. They go together on a trip of the inhalants and exhalants. Dog. Zog. And then you pronounce your inhalant as first. Eh, heh, des, zed. Now we're going to where? We're going to E, right? So we're going to visit the town of E here. D's, Z's. And we're going to visit O-ho. O-ho. do. Then we visit it in u. Do, zu. Then we visit it in here. Diz, ziz. And so on. You see?
Yeah.
Now when you play that game, you take make tours. That's a double tour. That's a two people tour. You see? And you go D, Z, D, D, T, D, T, D, S, D, R, D, L, D, K, D, J, D, J, D, G, D, D. Right? Then you go to D, N, D, Y, D, W, D, S, H, D, C, H, T, T, H, and W. Now you've completed that tour with the letter D. So you eliminate D. Now G wants to go on the same tour that D did. The letter G wants to go on the same tour. So you go ga, ha, alone it travels first. And you pronounce the town.
Yeah.
E, he, ge, he. So you go to town e, he, ge, he. Right? And you pronounce all the time the towns that they're going to travel, like you did in your exercises, you have them. You see the exactly?
Yeah.
Then G makes a tour, then J makes a tour, then K makes a tour, then L makes a tour, then R makes a tour, then the S makes a tour, then the T makes a tour, then the Z makes a tour. N makes a tour, Y makes a tour, W makes a tour, SH makes a tour, CH makes a tour, CH makes a tour, CH makes a tour, right? Okay, and W-A-T and W-H make the tour. Now, after you've made the tour, then there's a couple ones that travel.
Yeah.
That's C-L.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and they change seats. Kla, house. But you pronounce the sound first. Aha. Kla, house. Ehe. Kla, hell. Ehe, flee, heal, right? So this couple is a baby, he's got a baby. So they take the baby, which is D. Kla, dal. Ehe, kle, del. You see? Then you make the tour that way. And then you go to CR, you see? And make the tour. Those are tours. You understand what I mean now? Which we did yesterday on yesterday's tape. We did some combination, but I didn't give you that information until this time. Because you're progressing, and I've got to add on more and more, but I can't add everything at once. You get the idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is all I can really put on this tape this time, and we're going to go to the continue the exercises which we began yesterday. Okay?
Okay, now we stop the tape here.
Josh, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Maybe a little higher yet. Now, is it flickering over here? Is it flickering now?
Yeah.
Okay, leave it there. That's good enough. That's right. Now we're going to work this morning. This morning we're going to use ZCH, right?
ZCH.
Right. And slowly pronounce your inhalant clearly and apply it as good as you can. All right. Z with the CH.
Ah. Da. Ah. Cha.
Put more B is a buzz on the Z.
Ah. Cha.
That's better.
E.
E.
E. Z.
Z.
E. Chez.
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 That's better. Now,
E, Z, E,
cheese. Right said, cheese. Mm-hmm. You're using the Z there, cheese.
Yeah. O-zo-ch. O-chose.
Right, Dom. C-H-O-S-E, chose.
O-zo-ch. O-chose.
Right, the word, Dom. Choose, and also two words, C-H-E-W-S, choose.
Is his. A Zage. A Chase.
Chase is sort of a Chase lounge.
Yes.
C-H-A-I-S-E. Chase.
Oi Zoich. Oi Choice. Ow, zouch. Ow, chow, chow. Ah,
you see, if you pronounce it in the with the letters,
yeah.
And it's loaded itself to inhale it, you can, not so well. But it's okay now, you're improving. Charles. Charles.
And then. And then.
Okay, now Z with the TH. C-T-H. C-H-Z. Now put the T-H in the middle of that. Now we use the Z with the T-H and put the Z in the front part of the first window. And then put the Z in the back part of the second window. That brings you the ZTH in the proper position. Then you inhale it, use them. Okay, now.
Zah.
Put out the TH.
Stars.
No, you don't do nothing there.
I. Z-A-C-H-I-G-H-S. Thighs, thighs, Victor, thighs, anatomy.
A, they, a, they, oi, zoi, oi, zoi, ow, thou, ow, how,
W-H and W-H-C. Now, in some places, the letter Z is on the front window of the first room, the outside. Z there, all the way. Now, in some places, you'll be able to use W-H, in some places, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
So, we put a zero, put W-H all the way down. And you'll put zero where you can't use it and align possibilities to use. And then also question mark that for to depend on your application or your judgment. Is Z on this side? I see now you're completing. Now you're at the end of a complete tour, you see what I mean, of the Z. Okay.
Zero.
Was. That's okay. Zero.
Was.
Zero.
Wheeze.
Now you know what that is. The wheeze. It said a horse has a wheeze. Human beings have wheezes. SHM. All right, and up there, that's right. You write SH all the way down. All the way down, SH. And then you put N on this side. All N's there. Okay, now, now we go to N and SH, right?
Nosh.
You got the SH on there, too.
Sure, you got SH all the way down, haven't you?
Sean.
That's correct.
Mesh. Sham.
Correct.
E-sheen.
That's the word sheen. It's a shy bill on a sheen. Shining, he's shown. Or S-H-O-W-N. Shown. S-H-O-W-N. Continue from Shane, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. End with
Oi. Noise. Oi.
Shoy. Okay.
Ow. Nows. Ow. Sound.
There's a notch in there. N-O-T-C-H. Notch.
Sean.
Right.
I
holy noise. Oi, choi. How now?
It's a knowledge girl, that's all right, if you want to put it down. N-A-U-C-H, knowledge.
How shall
or
not?
Now that's also N-A-U-C-H, not. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You have two things, three things.
Yeah.
And they're different sounding. Through the language.
Yeah.
You see, the people do say the same thing at the stones are different and the sounds are different. Or.
Ah, Sean.
And?
And Sean.
Okay, next one. Now, N with the T-H. We have it written.
Now.
And you can put N-A-U-G-H-T. N-A-U-G-H-T, that's not.
A-thon. A-thon.
Or then. Then.
Oh, no.